We're going to go now to Governor Ned Lamont, who joins us on the Lisa Wexler Show. Governor Lamont, thank you so much for taking time out of an extraordinarily busy schedule to come on the show.
Hey, Lisa.
Hi. Thank you so much, Governor. We're following your edicts and your executive orders from moment to moment, and we know that we've only got till 8 o'clock tonight to get our last haircut, but really we're supposed to be indoors already, right? Yeah.
We're all going to look like the Beatles in a couple of months.
That's what I figure. And we may have very weird nails, but most of us, I think, can do home manicure. But there are a lot of people who like their nails groomed in manicuring salons. I know it.
I'll tell you, Lisa, not to make too light, it is serious. And that's why we continue to ramp up, as we'll continue to. If you look around the world, you see the places that really took the social distancing very seriously made an enormous difference in their communities, say Singapore, Hong Kong, and those that took it, let's say, less seriously, like Italy, and you see what's going on there. I want us to be on the side that took it more seriously.
I know. And we, I think we appreciate that, Governor Lamont. I think your leadership is very appreciated. No kidding. I think we get it. And, you know, particularly where I am, I keep mentioning Westport this morning because we're a little bit of an epicenter within the epicenter of the state. You know, we've got 42 confirmed cases as a ratio of the 159 confirmed cases. It's astonishing. Our town's only 27,000 people.
You are the epicenter of the epicenter. I mean, New York City is a contagion. Obviously, we know about New Rochelle and Westchester. And most of our infections all went running right through Fairfield County, where probably two-thirds of our statewide infections are still here. And obviously, many more people are infected than the numbers show. Southeast, the Northeast Connecticut, thankfully for them, we're going to be the last touch that gives them a little more time to prepare.
Governor Lamont, I saw that Abbott Laboratories promised that by the end of March, which is to say the end of next week, they're going to have 1 million tests available to distribute. And in the article I saw, they said they were definitely sending them out to New York, California, Illinois, and Washington. Connecticut wasn't mentioned. Are we going to get some of those tests from Abbott Labs? Do you know?
I can tell you that we have ramped up our testing, say, 100-fold in the last 10 days. We are working with outside labs around the country, including Quest and LabCorp. I can tell you that we now have 16 hospitals doing swabs and many of them doing testing as well. I can't speak specifically to Abbott, but your bigger point is well taken. I keep trying to explain. Stop thinking about the virus in terms of this state or that state. Fairfield County is part of that Westchester County region, which is a hot zone right now, and we need additional testing.
We definitely do. One of the things that has been I had a doctor call in the last hour, Governor Lamont, who wanted to know and plead for the health insurance companies to do their part. She's a practicing surgeon, actually. Her name is Dr. Ellen Mahoney in Westport, and she's definitely available on the front lines and said so and will be. But she said that she felt that of all the people that had been asked to kick in with some kind of financial sacrifice, she was hearing crickets when it came to our health insurance companies us a break with very expensive health insurance premiums, but particularly prescription drug copays right now and prescription drug costs. What do you see happening with that? Is that a discussion that you've had with some of the leaders of our industry here in Connecticut?
Yes. I pull back a little bit. We're certainly expanding Medicaid. We've opened up the exchange. We're making sure that testing will be available at no cost. We're trying to make sure the treatment is available at a no cost. I don't want anybody, due to financial concerns, if they're feeling ill, maybe flu-like symptoms, to step back and not get tested with a doctor's permission, obviously. That's why we've extended paid sick leave, working with the feds on that, by the way. Again, mm-hmm. If you're living paycheck to paycheck, take time off, go home. You will be compensated. Paid sick leave, and then unemployment compensation. And Lisa, you're right. The utilities have stepped up, and they said, if you're having a hard time paying, we're not going to cut off anybody. Right. Even the banks are stepping
That's
up.
That's right.
God bless them. And not going to foreclose on anybody. And more they continue to extend credit. Remember, It's a Beautiful Life, Jimmy Stewart. I love that spirit. On the taxes at the state level, we've deferred your obligation to pay for a couple of months. And I think they're doing that at the federal level as well. And let's say we continue to work with the health insurance companies.
Yeah, because that's a piece in real time. People with comorbidity issues and chronic, you know, just generally everyone I know practically over the age of 50 is taking some prescription drug for something. And, you know, high blood pressure is a very real indicator of this disease. You know, it's one of the factors for this disease to become serious for people. I mean, we want that kind of, we want those conditions under control. We can't have people cutting corners. They're just going to become more vulnerable to serious illness if they get this disease.
You're exactly right. I'm working, you know, hand in glove with the health insurance, with the hospitals right now. I mean, okay if we can, what they call flatten the curve and stretch out the nature of the infections and those mainly older folks who maybe need critical care. But if we have this surge, you've heard that word, it could be overwhelming. And we're scrambling the globe right now to make sure we get the ventilators and the masks and the gowns. We're bringing in 500 retired nurses, Lisa, have raised their hand and say, bring us back.
Wow.
We're ready to help.
Wow.
Pretty soon you'll hear that we've arranged so we can get a daycare adjacent to all these hospitals so that the doctors and nurses who really need daycare so they can continue to take care of the sick will have that daycare.
That's fantastic. I have to tell you, Governor Lamont, I also want to thank you on behalf of the people that are the conserved people in nursing homes and those that need to become conserved. Thank you for issuing the executive order earlier this week that allows marshals to serve the designated nursing home administrator. And also thank you for relaxing some of the rules on having to be in person, because I have commitments that are coming up at local St. Vincent's Hospital in my district as a probate judge. And we were trying to scramble to figure out how we could get appointed attorneys and what to do. And so I appreciate for now, and everything being for now in this emergency, that you've relaxed some of the normal kind of restrictions that are intended to make sure that people's civil rights are protected, but we're doing so with a balance towards overall public safety. I want to thank you for addressing those concerns this week.
No, thank you, Lisa. And, there is a balance there in the public health, but as you know, the nursing homes could be such incubators for the virus, spread and transmission, and we've already had one fatality there. So we're also being pretty strict in terms of trying to limit the outsiders coming in and out of those nursing homes, and I'm glad it's worked in the legal front as well.
I just want to ask you one more question that I know you're a very busy man, and we appreciate your time, Governor Lamont. My other question is, as California, Governor Newsom saying that he wants 40 million people to essentially stay in place, but really doesn't have the resources to, quote unquote, enforce that in a draconian way, nor I think would he want to. But the message is out to stay home. What are you telling us right now in terms of Connecticut that we can be most helpful in flattening the curve, but also a little bit being able to live and breathe? Tell us how you want us to behave.
Well, thank you for that question, Lisa. If there's any way you can stay at home, stay at home. We're working with managers and businesses and state and everybody. Only essential personnel that absolutely have to go to work, only they go to work. Everybody else stay at home. Please don't visit Grandpa. He's probably the most vulnerable. Teach him to FaceTime. We're going to be very strict in terms of the stores that are open and closed. You know, obviously retail, obviously grocery and gas stations and things we need to survive will stay open, and that people be able to manage through there. And what we announce, we'll do that on a regional basis again. Right now the pandemic is at its most contagious. And if we can get people at home, staying at home, while we maintain our basic functions for the next few weeks, we're going to get through this.
Okay. Thank you so much, Governor Lamont. And thank you for being a regular presence here on WICC 600 as we bring the news and talk to the people all day long. And thank you for your leadership, which we know has been tireless as well, and to your staff.
Everybody stick together. We're going to get through this together. Take care, everybody.
Thank you. We are certainly going to do so.